Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
Hi everyone, this is Camille and this is Millions, an in-depth discussion of business and personal finance for millennials by millennials. So today we are going back to the topic, how to start your own business. Pero in another angle naman, kasi so we heard like medyo about the principles, the intrinsic stuff. Now let's actually go to what do you need to start your own business? So, joining us today is, of course, Francis.
Hey, Ryan. Guys. What's up?
And we have Patrick.
What up?
And Daniel.
Sup?
And yeah, Daniel. Okay. So, sige, Francis. You are already in a business, diba? So,
yes.
What exactly do you need to start off?
So, we talk about ideas. Uh-oh. We talked about as well how to finance your business.
Yeah.
And now, how do you actually start your business?
Yes. What do you need to start it off?
So, in order to start up a business, aside from the capital and the ideas and all that, now you need to start, you know, implementing a lot of small things. The details na to, more of details like license and all that. Mm-hmm. You need to have a place. It's like this, di ba? Let's say you want to have your own family. Yan na lang. It's the most basic thing because we can be complicated. At least everybody could relate with this. Once you want to have your own family, di ba? Nakahanap ka na ng partner mo, alam mo na yung papakasala mo na and all that. What's the next step? After you get married.
Settling down.
Settling down, diba? So, yung question then is, where do you want to settle down? So, parang same thing with settling down. Saan mo gusto ilagay yung office mo?
Pero is it really required to have an office to begin with?
Yes. Very important. If you want to have a big business, or you need to have a location talaga eh. Let's say kasi you validated your business. On the assumption that you have validated your business. Nag-bazaar ka na, you did yung mga door-to-door selling and everything. And you want to grow your business na. Nandito sa level na you want to grow the business. Meron ka ng background. Sabihin natin may konti ka na sales. And now you want to scale up already. Parang, di ba, you want to get small. Parang nag-date na kayo and all that. Nandito ka na sa level na. Family na kayo eh. Parang kung sa business, tawag dito ang license or sole corporation, whatever. Sa relationship, tawag doon marriage contract. Di ba? Then, settling down ka na yung place mo, kung saan kayo, lugar, kailangan mo talaga yun eh. Di ba pwede, kung saan, doon tayo sa tita, doon tayo kay Kento, you need to have your own place to build your own thing, your own family.
Pero, ano kasi, okay, but I think that's a little too forward eh. Kasi parang, okay, I have a business idea, then I think this business is gonna work, and then, let's say na, okay, yan, client. Pero, how do you increase your client base siguro? Kasi, I mean, before you can even rent out an office siguro, you should have like steady income.
But that's the point. Before you dapat, parang ano, di ba? Sabi ko siya, before you start settling down, na-ready mo na yung sarili mo for that eh. Gets? Meron ka ng cash flow. And the reason why you guys were planning to settle down kasi stable ka na. In a sense, ready ka na for that next level.
And based on the capital that you were able to source, you could either start sometimes in your home or like for example here in X-State offices, you rent an office space or buy your own property.
Correct.
So it really depends on
Since we're on the topic of location, what do you think of co-working spaces?
Oh, very good. Co-working is really good. start a business. I mean, you know, I've heard of this business called X-State Ventures Incorporated. You know, they have a very value-driven model. You know, those are the things that you like. Because people sometimes people go for the aesthetics and all that. But I tell them, you go for the value, diba?
Full disclosure, my stake si Francis din sa X-State. So you do believe that you have to have like at least your own little office where you operate and everything, no?
Yes. Okay, you have your own thing.
Okay. Well, you mentioned it na kanina, yung mga sole proprietorship, business partners. Do you actually need a business partner when you start out? Or what are your thoughts about it?
Depends on the risk appetite or depends on who you're catering with. You're catering to as well. Kasi for some other business, you need to have partners talaga eh. Like if it's a law firm or anything, maybe you need to partner up. If you need more capital, you need partners. But if you can do it solo, do it. You can do it as well. But in terms of, you know, ito, babalik tayo sa goal talaga. What what goal do you have for your business? Okay, it's a matter of how do you get there. Like for example, let's put it to Uber's perspective. You want to go from here, let's say to BGC. Meron kang Uber Premium, may Uber Express, may Uber Hub. So there's some many means of going there. The difference would be the cost of getting there, diba? The first sa Uber Premium, ganda ng kotse mo, mag-isa ka lang, pero you get there comfortably, control mo. Pag Uber Hop, maghihintayan pa kayo, mas konti cost mo, pero you get it economically. So yun yung pinag-usapan natin here. Yun yung, ano mo talaga eh, that's the thing, how to get to the, from point A to point B.
So parang it really depends on your model. Ikaw ba, Francis, did you start solo? Or did
yeah, I start solo eh.
Would you recommend people to start solo?
Yeah, I guess you start solo kasi at least in terms of deciding on your first. So like for example, when you're going out with someone, at least diba, you have something to show them na, hey woman, hey woman, this is my goal in life. I want to be like this and like this. If she's contradicting everything, that's not a good partner. But for example, diba nga, sabi nga nila, if you don't stand up for something, you fall for anything.
By Confucius.
Diba? Ganun lang naman yun eh. So at least you have this conviction of where you want to be.
Eh, malaking factor yung ano, nature ng business na papasukin mo eh. Like again, depends on the returns that you want. So for example, you know, you could easily start on your own with a YouTube channel or for example, performers and art actors. Like they go out their way to try to find auditions. So, parang solo lang sila. Pero when you get to, let's say, lending or other businesses that require large amounts of capital, then yeah, you may have to start looking for partners. You may need more than one person for that.
Parang dependent. No? Dependent sa, like, I want to have, like, lending and I want to start with, like, 2 million pesos. Ganun, di ba?
Yes,
no?
Yes.
So, that really depends on, I guess, your business idea.
Correct.
Okay, so, yun. So, okay, we have the partnership. Let's say you want to start solo. Okay, and then you have an office. What else do you need to start your own business? Do you need a business permit na ba? Do you need a business name? Do you need registration?
Yeah, actually, you do. Kasi you want to start it right, di ba? If you want to start something big, you want to start it right.
Start legal.
Di ba? Diba? Yun, di naman pwedeng, like for example, balik na sa ano nga, hugot ulit. You want to start it right, diba? Tama, with the mom and dad, magpaalam ka.
Get their blessings.
Get their blessings.
Get parang, kids.
Yung parents mo, parang ano yung parents, parang government yan, diba? Or yung government, parang parents. Need to have their blessing. Kasi kung, tago ka, then alaman nila, wala, nayari ka, today.
Talaga, actually, think about it, marirelate mo talaga yung relationship sa business.
Diba?
There's always something for you to compare with.
That's why I honor you.
Yeah, yun lang naman yung need to start it right. Huwag mo pipilitin. Kasi pag nayari ka, lahat yan bawal na. Even if you have the good good intention. You have the best intention for the person, for the market of the industry. But if you didn't start it right, state of the bat, may nalaman. Ano na, mamaya, ano ka na, may penalty ka na, mamaya may fees ka na, ganun lang yun eh.
Diba? So, if you start it right.
Yes.
So, what about, do you need to hire a lawyer ba, an accountant?
No, you don't need that. Sobrang naman masyado yun.
Too much na,
sobrang exaggerated na yun.
Just for them to start off. So, all you need talaga to start off is like, you have that idea, you have to have the market analysis, the validation, maybe a partner if you're ready. Maybe a little office, pero, right. And of course, the registration.
Yes.
Okay. Besides that, is there anything else that you need to think about when you want to start your own business?
Siguro a piece of advice is that, live basically within your means, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
Keep things simple. Kiss nga to, kiss. Keep it short and simple, di ba?
What about mentors? Kasi di ba parang, I think mentorship is actually a very buzzword siya in the industry, di ba? Do you actually need a mentor to start out? Or what
well, you don't need to have one. It's not a necessity, but it's a good help, di ba? To have a mentor. People to help you out. Like for example, hugot again. Di ba kaya nga sa kasal, may ninong-ninang ka. Di ba? May best man ka. To get advice from.
And lang yun. Relating it to getting lawyers and accountants, yung mentor mo in a way, parang sila yung magiging advisors mo eh. Like, acting lawyer. Yeah. For example, when you run into legalities, you know, if you have a mentor that's knowledgeable regarding those things, then yeah, but instead of going out and hiring like a full-time lawyer, you already have someone to help you out with.
Amen.
Ikaw, Patrick, baka naman may itadagdag ka ba doon?
Actually, puro questions.
Oh, sige, go ahead.
A lot of entrepreneurs start from their passion.
Correct,
but
yes.
Then, while they're starting the passion, in the end, they fail.
Mm-hmm.
And started closing down.
Yeah.
Even if it's their passion.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, for that one, if it doesn't work out, even if it's your passion, there's multiple factors. Maybe it's a skill, maybe it didn't work out, you're not compatible at the end of the day, stuff like that. Personal relationship, you're gonna come back eh. One way or the other, diba? May lumandi sa partner mo, may lumandi sa business mo, ganun din.
Divorce.
Oh,
divorce. Close down.
Yeah, or yung... Yung consumer base mo, lumipat na sa iba. Relating it to YouTube, or if you have a subscriber base, yung subscribers mo, lumipat na dito sa next YouTube. Yeah, kasi mas maganda yung content niya sa'yo.
I think that goes back to the value proposition ulit. If you have a very strong value, or parang have your own unique value proposition, then you just build on that, no?
Correct, exactly.
I think that's a fair point. Kasi failure, I think, is something that I heard. Yung parang... You have to keep failing talaga. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Francis, you also had your own experience,
yeah. No? You have the setback, diba? I mean, in trying to find the one, you will have many mistakes along the way, diba? Kasi doon mo malalaman talaga kung anong gusto mo eh. Diba? Mm. Pag hindi ka nagkaroon ng mistakes, hindi mo alam kung ano talaga gusto mo. Parang, ito maasim to, ito matamis to.
Alat.
Doon mo malalaman yun eh.
Ito bagong pitas.
We're going back. So, yun. So, failure is actually a part, or making mistakes is actually a part of the whole experience.
Correct.
Okay. So, yun. So, I guess, I think we had a very fruitful discussion. A very family-oriented discussion. Sige, to close na lang, do you guys have any advice for people who would want to start their own business? Sige, we start with Patrick na muna.
You should take the risks. I think that's the first one.
For me, I think learn to cope. Because usually, a lot of people, when they encounter failures or disappointments, parang they can't rise up from it. Na talagang nahuhugot, nagpapadara na sila dun, nahuhugot na sila pa ba, they stumble further down. So for me, yeah, if you encounter setbacks or there's some difficulty, you know, just persist. When failure sometimes arrives, or you know, when all these difficulties overwhelm you, doon ka na actually malapit dun sa goal mo eh, or dun sa target mo. So keep pressing on.
Right.
Nice. Ikaw naman, Francis.
Yun lang guys, good luck. Good luck with the business.
Nabigay na.
Marami na rin nabigay na wisdom naman tong si Francis. I mean, whether it you want to whether it's about finding your first girlfriend or your, you know, forming your first family or your business, diba? Marami na namang nabigay na share si Francis. So guys, thank you so much for listening.
All right, thank you.
Yes. We will have a different topic for everyone for the next episode. Don't worry. But thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you in the next. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Millions is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong in cooperation with Leverage.ph and Coco Pod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocopod.club.